This is Sergeant Dick Mawson, United States Marine Corps combat radio correspondent, speaking to you from a base in the Pacific. We want to present a former neighbor of yours, now overseas with a fighting 4th Division. He is 1st Lieutenant Frederick A. Stott of Tilton House, Andover, Massachusetts. Lieutenant Stott has recently been awarded the coveted Navy Cross for extraordinary heroism in action. What sort of work did you do before your enlistment, Lieutenant?
I was a teacher and athletic coach at Governor Dummer Academy in South Byfield, Massachusetts.
From school instructor to commanding officer of a rifle company and the Navy Cross. That seems a long step. Have you always been with a rifle company?
No. I enlisted in the Corps in June of 1942 and was commissioned in September of that same year, and then went to New River, North Carolina. Back then, my job was leader of a machine gun platoon.
Well, how did you happen to switch to a rifle company, sir?
It was a little more involved than just plain switching. We came overseas late in 1943. When the 4th hit Roy Namur, I was reconnaissance officer for machine gun outfit. At Saipan, I was first a staff officer, then executive officer, and finally company commander of a rifle company. When we moved over to Tinian, my job was again executive officer of that rifle company.
Well, most of the time, then, you spend with the infantry where you're in close contact with the enemy. What's your opinion, sir, of the Jap soldier?
The Jap is a tricky and a dangerous foe. They have a disregard for life that makes them exceedingly hard to stop once they start an attack.
You mentioned that they are hard to stop once they start an attack. Have you any specific case in mind, sir?
Here's an example. Near the end of the Saipan campaign, the Japs staged that big counter. My company was dug in on a small knoll that morning and caught a fringe of the drive. In the early dawn, we heard the Japs jabbering and milling around below us, so we knew something was up, although we could not see them. We didn't have long to wait until they came rushing up the slope, shouting, "Banzai!" We met them with small arms fire and canister shot, and in just the few minutes required for the charge, they suffered 50 casualties. Yet they stopped only when riddled and when it was physically impossible for them to advance any further.
You mentioned, too, sir, their trickiness.
I think that can best be illustrated by their actions near Tanapeg Harbor and Marpy Point on Saipan. There they had quite a few civilians on the beach, and the Jap soldiers constantly mingled with them, knowing that we wouldn't shoot the civilians. We did get one unwitting break from the Japs, though.
A break? What was that?
Well, it was on D+3 in Saipan when the fighting was at its very hottest. Our company found a warehouse filled with cases of Jap beer. We felt a lot like Santa Claus as we loaded a reconnaissance car and sped to the front lines with enough beer to supply each man in the area with one bottle. It gave the boys a big lift, coming as it did in the midst of battle when even water was precious.
That must have been a real treat. But suppose, Lieutenant, you tell us the story of your Navy Cross.
A good share of the credit for that incident goes to the men who were with us. Early in the Saipan campaign, our drive had been held up. Several of us engineered an important coordinated tank and infantry advance, which succeeded, and we reached our objective. Next day, we were again advancing when the Amtrak I was riding in was hit and caught a fire. We were lucky to vol out and crawl back to the safety of our own lines.
Well, perhaps I can add to that by reading from the citation accompanying your Navy Cross. It says, "For extraordinary heroism in action, he organized a coordinated tank, amphibian tank, and infantry advance. In order to do this, he had to go from one to the other on the front line. On the following day, Lieutenant Stott helped coordinate a similar attack while riding in an amphibious tank. His vehicle was hit and set fire. Though two men in the crew were killed and he was badly shaken by concussion, Lieutenant Stott climbed out and continued on foot to help coordinate the attack. His courage, skill, and aggressiveness were major factors in the successful attack. Congratulations, Lieutenant.